Good morning, and welcome to Simply Economics from Mexico. It's Friday, May 3rd. On today's show, the Banxico survey cuts Mexico's economic outlook with lower GDP growth and more inflation. Plus, the economic cost of natural disasters has more than doubled since the 1980s, according to the OECD. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We start off with the Bank of Mexico's latest monthly survey, which shows some notable adjustments in key economic indicators for the country. GDP growth expectations have been cut, while inflation forecasts are on the rise. For more on this, we're joined by our economics correspondent. What can you tell us about the changes to Mexico's GDP outlook?
The consensus among experts surveyed by the central bank now points to GDP growth of 2.25% this year, down from the 2.40% projection that held steady from January through March. This downgrade follows similar moves by the IMF, which cut its forecast from 2.7 to 2.4%, and the Mexican Institute of Financial Executives, which lowered its outlook from 2.4 to 2.3%. It seems analysts are becoming somewhat less optimistic about the pace of economic expansion in Mexico for 2023.
And on the inflation front, what are the latest expectations from the survey?
For overall inflation, the specialists now see it ending the year at an annual rate of 4.20%, ticking up from the previous forecast of 4.10%. Core inflation expectations actually moved in the opposite direction, though, easing slightly from 4.15 to 4.10%. As of March, headline inflation was running at 4.42% year over year, with core at 4.55%. So while price pressures are decelerating, they still remain above the central bank's target.
Speaking of the central bank, how are these inflation trends expected to impact monetary policy?
Given the stickiness in inflation, analysts now anticipate Banxico, Mexico's central bank, will take a more gradual approach in lowering borrowing costs. They see the benchmark interest rate ending 2023 at 10%, higher than the 9.52% projected in the prior survey. Just last month, Banxico cut rates for the first time in 3 years, but only by a cautious 25 basis points to 11%. It seems the still elevated inflation will keep the central bank from easing too aggressively.
One other key indicator from the survey, what's the latest on the peso's value against the dollar?
The survey participants now expect the peso to strengthen a bit compared to their previous forecast. They see the exchange rate at 17.89 pesos per dollar, firmer than the 18.10 level anticipated in the prior survey. The peso has held up relatively well in recent months, despite some of the economic headwinds facing the country both domestically and globally.
Thanks for walking us through the latest data from the Central Bank survey on Mexico's economic outlook. On a related note, the economic cost of natural disasters worldwide has more than doubled as a share of global GDP since the 1980s, according to a new report from the OECD. Here with more details is our correspondent. What did the OECD find in terms of how these costs have grown over the decades?
The OECD analysis shows a striking increase in the economic toll of natural disasters. In the 2020 to 21 period, these events accounted for around 0.2% of global GDP. That's a sharp rise from the 1980s and earlier, when natural disasters represented at most 0.08% of world economic output. The 1990s through 2010 saw the share rise to between 0.15% and 0.18%. So while the absolute costs are growing due to climate change, disasters are also taking a bigger bite out of the global economy.
And the OECD expects this concerning trend to continue in the years ahead. What other key points did the report highlight regarding future climate costs and investment needs?
The OECD's incoming chief economist Alvaro Pereira noted that investment in the energy transition will need to quadruple to over 4 trillion euros per year by 2030. That aligns with estimates from the International Energy Agency, which says $4.5 trillion will be required annually to have a chance of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. The report also warns that climate change impacts will hit some regions harder than others. For example, Spain is expected to face particularly severe droughts and water shortages.
Beyond tallying the historical costs, does the OECD plan to make projections about the future economic damage from climate disasters?
Yes, while this report focused on past trends, the OECD does intend to start preparing forecasts of disaster costs in the near future. Having that forward-looking analysis will be critical for governments and businesses to plan for the mounting economic risks of climate change. The findings underscore the urgent need for more aggressive action to reduce emissions, adapt to unavoidable impacts, and boost resilience.
Sobering details indeed on the rising cost of climate disasters. Thanks for that report. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We'll see you back here tomorrow.